Welcome to the Butterfly Effect podcast, where we explore a new person's personal butterfly effect every episode. My name is Parth Maskar, and today I'm here with Donovan Sweeten. Donovan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Donovan Sweeten. I'm 19, and I got nothing else to say about myself.
What year in college are you?
I'm a freshman in college.
And where do you go?
I go to BGSU, and I'm studying psychology.
Damn.
Yeah.
You seem like a very, like, put together guy.
So it's an act.
I can see it's an act.
It's 100%.
You think it's an act? What makes it an act?
I don't even know. I think I just really, especially because I'm meeting you guys for the first time, it's kind of like a first impression. Like, I'm trying to act like I have, you know, everything together. Even though I don't. I'm confused.
I mean, fake it till you make it.
Absolutely.
I live by that too completely. All right. And to get started, if you don't have anything else to say before we get started.
Now let's get started.
I say, what is the initial event? I think the biggest example in your life where you feel like, oh, this kind of changed the course of where I'm going, or this is where my life flipped onto another road.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily the biggest example, but the one that comes up like easiest is when I was a junior, I was a little boy.
Of course, as we all were.
I was super involved in high school theater. And I loved acting in comedies mainly because I didn't really like singing. I hated singing on stage. I still don't like singing on stage. It's not my favorite thing at all.
Right.
So we just got finished with Clue, and I had a pretty big role in that. I was like the butler in that, and it was super fun.
Right. Clue is sick as fuck.
I love that movie. I have a movie of that. I have a poster of that in my dorm room. Bro.
Iconic.
I fucking love that movie. So we were finishing up like that run, and it was super nice. And then the next play we were going to do was a musical called Once Upon a Mattress. And if you haven't heard of that, that's fine. It's actually better because I hate that musical.
Damn,
it's really bad.
Why do you hate it? Like, give me some context. Why do you hate it so much?
It's like,
I mean, it does sound kind of stupid.
It's supposed to be like a parody of like the happily ever after trope,
right?
But it's so like, it's not as funny as it thinks it is, you know? Like, you know when you watch a movie and you're like, they thought this was going to be really
like
funny.
Like, they thought they ate with this one.
And it's not it's just fucking anything. Ass, yeah. It's awful. Yeah, it was really bad. But I didn't know that at the time. I just knew that there was a musical coming up.
Right.
And I was very 50-50 about whether I was going to audition for this because on one hand, I had a couple friends who were seniors that were going to be leaving, and this upcoming musical was going to be their last show. And on the other hand, I hate singing on stage, and I loved Clue. Clue was an awesome experience for me.
Right.
And I was like, I'm fine if this is my last play. And I don't even know why. It was like literally the night before auditions. I was talking about this with my mom, and I was dead set on like, I'm not auditioning. And I just flipped all of a sudden for like some reason. I literally don't even remember why. I decided to try out eventually. But I did. And so I memorized a song. I got some lines down, just prepared for my audition.
Right.
Went in and it went okay up until the point that she had us sing in pairs. She had us sing a song. It's a duet. And she had us sing in pairs. And I got paired up with this girl named Kira. I don't know why, but we both, you know, we started singing and like we played off each other super well. We did like improv. We interacted with each other super well. And like that was easily the best part of the audition.
Yeah.
And I got I ended up getting the role specifically because like that scene was so like well done. And like we sang really well together.
Right.
And the duet in like that I was auditioning for was like an actual it was a part. I don't remember much about the show. I'm not going to pretend. But they were like a duo in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of parts together. And so me and Kira got cast as like the two, I would call them bro one and bro number two.
Okay.
We got cast as bro one and two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's, I just think that's funny because we bonded over, like we had so, like we had like every scene we had together. We would do, I mean, we had dances together, and she was an incredible singer. She could like dance. She was a gymnast, and I was like, I can be funny,
right?
And that's all I got.
This is what I get.
Yeah.
This is what I got.
I can like, That's pretty much it. I can take stage direction well. You need me to move up stage? I know exactly where that is. Right. I got it. Easy. I can hear a line and be like, oh, that's mine. I should go on stage now. Like, I'm good.
You know your play. Like, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You know
right.
your shit.
Right. I know my shit.
Yeah.
But I do not. I could not. I could carry a tune. I would be like the guy you heard singing in the car and be like, that's fine. He can keep singing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not like abrasive.
Right.
But like, it's like, Jesus. I'm not making this. This guy's not winning a fucking Grammy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am that guy too, so yeah. I'm not gonna say anymore.
Yeah, so I don't know, like, we just had so much to do, like, together, like, in preparation for this role, and, like, we just got really close, like, that spring, because it was, like, it would have been spring of 2022,
yeah,
and we just got, like, really close over that, like, those couple of months, because I didn't have my driver's license yet. Or, no, I did. I did have my driver's license. I didn't have a car yet.
Ah, okay.
And so she would drive me to and from school, which is very sweet. And
that's very...
It's very kind.
Very out of character.
Yeah.
That's very out of character.
For sure something people just do as friends. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. I was like, I listen...
right.
You can't see my face, but it's the fucking, like, Riz face.
Yeah.
So,
anyways. It started as, like, she texted me, and she was like, hey, I noticed that, like... You, like, she read me for filth when she texted me this. She said, I noticed that you, like, have, you, like, one of your parents pick you up from school every day. Like, would you ever want to, like get a ride home for, like, for me or something like that? Like, I could drive you home at some point. And I was like, I had just come off of, like, I kind of fell out with some of my old friends, and I needed new friends really badly.
Right, 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 right.
And so I was like, yeah, absolutely. I would love that. And so I texted my mom, and I was like, Mom, on Friday, one of my friends is driving me home. Can you not pick me up? And she was like, yeah. And so I was like, oh, I got this idea. Because what I can't do is I have to act cool. I can't just say to this girl, like, you know, oh, I would love to drive home with you. Instead, I had to be like, oh, my mom is actually busy Friday. Like, it would be...
Right,
it
you got to play
well.
It off. You got to play it off.
Yeah, if you drive me home.
As someone who had... a female drive him home at at a couple points in his junior year as well. I know exactly what you're doing, and
you have to act like it doesn't even faze.
It doesn't even faze me. I didn't even care.
Yeah.
But secretly, I was like quaking in my boots.
Literally,
I was quaking in my boots. I was like, please drive me home.
That first Friday she drove me home, I was trying to be so cool and like, oh, I do this all the time. Like, all my friends drive me home.
Yeah.
That's not at all the case, but no. I pretended it was. And I was like I was like so focused on my phone and like choosing what songs to play and stuff. And I remember I played like a song that had like a couple of like swear words or something like that. And I was like, oh, I know you're Christian, so like, don't mind if it has a lot of swear words. But I was like, that was my shitty, awful attempt at a joke. Not that it's a joke to be Christian. I'm not saying that.
I was going
to
say, no.
I was not saying that. But like, I knew that she like wasn't, and I've heard her swear before, so I knew she wouldn't care.
Right.
And so like that was my shitty attempt at a joke, and it didn't land, but so don't even worry about that. But then I remember she dropped
swing
me
and
off.
A miss, bro. Swing and a miss.
It happens. What are you gonna do?
Happens to me every day.
I got home and she texted me like, hey, do you actually think I'm Christian? Like, is that true? And I was like, no, I was joking. It was really bad. It like failed on all fronts.
But in retrospect, it's funny.
In retrospect, it's so funny.
Yeah, I was gonna say, retrospect is very, really funny, but
yeah,
you probably just in there, you're like,
oh, I could have said like anything else or nothing at all.
Or
probably
wouldn't
preferable.
All.
Yeah. So it was super funny. So like over that like course of like preparing for that show and doing it, like I had an awful time. I can't even front like with that whole show.
Really?
I was really happy that I got a part, but like it was, she casted me. I'm not a great singer, and she casted me for a part that like needs like a good singer. And so
like a singer.
Like a singer.
Okay.
And that was just not me. And a lot of it was out of my range. And a lot of it was not like the funny, like normal comic acting that I'm used to.
Right, right, right.
And so it was just really, it wasn't a great experience for me. And like Kira like was so there for me the entire time,
mm-hmm.
and like helped me like run lines and helped me try. Cause she was literally like everything that I would have liked to have been for this role. She was a great singer, great dancer, great. Like, she was great.
Right.
And I was just not. And so she would help me, like, memorize, like, steps and, like, memorize, like work on singing stuff. And so that was really sweet. And that's something I'm still so grateful for. And just, it's really funny because, you know, over, like, the course of that play and even after that show ended, like, we still hung out. I mean, I saw her every day of my second semester of junior year of high school.
Right.
And even like after that show ended, like we still kept hanging out. And I recognized that I liked her almost immediately, like after we started hanging out. But in my head, I was like, dude, I can't do this. Like, I need friends really bad.
Yeah,
I don't need, I remember like having that feeling of having a crush on her, realizing I had a crush on her.
Yeah.
And like, God damn it. Like, I fucked up because I wanted just a friend and nothing more. And like now.
But then you like felt yourself feeling and you're like, okay, well, like, what are we doing here?
Now I complicated the whole thing. Yeah. And what am I even going to do? And so I tried to push those emotions away and act like it didn't even bother me for most of the time. And then we went on spring break, like separately, we went on spring break. And I went to Florida with my family, and she was in the choir, and they took a trip down to Disney World, which is very close to where I was staying. And we tried to organize a way for me to like go see her, like go to the parks while she was playing, which is, again, normal things that friends do, only friends do, of course. But it just didn't work out, and she was super bummed and super disappointed, and I was super bummed and super disappointed. And again, obviously things that only friends do is like when your whole day is ruined because you can't see someone.
Yeah,
for sure. That's something only friends do. And it's, I don't know, it's just funny looking back on that, because like I didn't ask her out until May 15th because we were on a phone call for a while.
So this is like 2 months post.
Oh, it was since the audition. I think the audition was in like late February.
God damn.
I fucked up. I dropped the ball on this, bro. It was bad.
Dude, I've done the same thing. Don't even sweat it.
It happens.
It happens, man.
Yeah, and you know, I'm still in a relationship with her now, and it's going well. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, I'm messing with you.
Yeah, but it, like, it's just so funny to me that like, I don't know, I'm in a super happy relationship, and that all happened because, like, I just decided one day, like, I guess I'm going to audition for this. And even though the play sucked and I hated doing it, like, it really, something awesome did come out of it,
and
I'm super grateful
for it.
And
you didn't even have any idea.
Not a clue,
like,
in the world.
You didn't even know what the outcome of even the play was going to be, but,
literally,
like, here you are. Here you are with, like, a sustaining source of happiness.
For
happiness and comfort.
Years,
yeah, no, that's actually sick as fuck.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, because it's like, especially with something like relationships, it's like, it's so cool to see what things can bring people together. Because I've heard like the most obscure ass stories about like couples getting together. It's obscure, not in a negative way.
Right, right.
I made that sound kind of bad, but obscure in like this is so unconventional. I would have never thought these two like were brought together this way.
Right.
But like, it's very...
like, something no one would make a rom-com about.
Like, oh, I was climbing Mount Everest, and then as I was about to die, she just caught my foot.
Me.
Yes, bro. Like, that's how me and my girlfriend met. Like, bro. Like, what are we talking about?
What are we
about?
Doing? You're fake. You're not real.
We're fake as crazy.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say, other than, like, obviously, this, like, blossoming relationship, what else would you say came out of that initial event? Like, what would you say came out of like auditioning, getting the part, doing it?
I think,
what have you gained and or lost, or just like what have you got from it?
I think, so something I've gained that's negative is that it only increased my fear of singing on stage. Like, it only exacerbated, that's the word.
Right.
It only made it worse.
Right.
And it's still something I'm not too keen on, and you know, that's whatever. But so I guess I gained that. My buddy Gabe was in the show, and he was a year above me. He was a senior when I was a junior, and he was in that show, and he and I got a lot closer, after that, during that show as well, because he was not a fan of his part either. Mm-hmm. He and I were in the same boat, as like, we can't really sing, and he got a part that was even more like main than I did, and even more singing and more like demanding than I did. And so he was really scared and like not doing too hot with that, and so like we bonded over that, and he goes to BG too, and he and I live in the same building, and we like we still text all the time, and we still like link up and play pool or something like that.
Right.
It's just really nice. So like, I mean, I'm really grateful for his friendship. He's a great friend, and I really like that guy. It's hard to think of anything that I truly lost from that. I don't think I lost, like, I don't know, like, that's just the it's really hard. When you have something as good as like a truly loving relationship, it's hard to think of like things you lost.
Yeah,
how was a shitty thing that happened? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any other good things that came out of this mattress play?
Yeah.
Not play.
It was a disaster. But yes, I guess another thing that came out of it was so my friend Kira, she was friends with my girlfriend Kira before we were dating.
Hold on, I just want to say when people do that, I'm not saying you can't be friends with you can't be friends with who.
Right.
But when two people with the same name become friends,
that's absurd.
It confuses the fucking shit out of me. I like don't know. It's just like looking at two twins, and it's just like, who am I looking at?
For sure. It's like, if you're listening to this,
I'm joking, by the way,
and you're best friends with somebody with the same name as you, know that you're placing a burden on everyone that knows the both of you.
You're a piece of shit.
You're like an inconsiderate human being. Yeah. Can they recover from that, Parth?
I don't know. I don't know that you can. I think
the only way is to break up with your friendship.
Have you ever been in the weeds dealing with customers at your retail job?
The Karens.
The wild cards.
The regulars.
The arguers.
And sometimes you just want to say,
okay, great, bye.
Well, don't forget.
A customer is always right.
Listen to In the Weeds anywhere you get your podcasts and youtube.com/bearcastmedia.
Let's meet the meatball man.
Yeah, no, it's so fucking annoying when two people are friends. I hate it. Like, just be friends.
I just hate friendship.
Literally, either be in love or don't know anyone. That's my motto. That in Latin is my, like, family crest. Like, that in Latin. And it has, like, a drawing of, like, a sword and a gun. Anyway,
it's pretty cool.
That's cool as fuck, right?
It's really cool.
It's cool as shit.
oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, so.
Gee willikers.
Friend Kira.
Yeah.
And girlfriend Kira.
Yes.
I originally was introduced to them through friend Kira. Oh, this is going to be so fucking confusing. Friend Kira stole girlfriend Kira's phone and texted me, Donovan. Cool. Just so we're clear.
just talking in the third person.
Yeah, I was just like Elmo. it texted me through girlfriend Kira's phone. Because girlfriend Kira... It didn't have enough of a backbone to actually text me and invite me to anything. So friend Kira had to do it for her.
Of course.
Gotcha. So she texted me and asked me if I wanted to go on a drive with friend Kira, girlfriend Kira, and their friend Emily. Thank God she has a different name. So she texted me and I was like, I'm doing nothing tonight. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
And so I text back like, yeah, absolutely. And then girlfriend Kira texts back and she goes like, I did not expect you to respond, especially not yes. So you're going to have to give us a minute because we're like driving around or whatever. And I was like, yeah, okay, well, works for me. So I sent him an address or whatever, and I continued to just drive around with him. And I was on Aux, which is very sweet.
It is very sweet.
And they knew I had the best music taste, so they had to. And I appreciate that. And it was just the whole night was just spent like driving around, and like I met two like new friends that I still are like lifelong friends. Like I love everybody in that car. Like truthfully, like I've made lifelong friends. And that entire night was just spent with like me and like everybody singing along, but especially me and Kira in the backseat, just singing along so much. And it was so much fun. And then I remember that same night, like those friend Kira and friend Emily. Well, I guess there's only one of her. So Emily.
I have met Emily, by the way. She's sick.
I love Emily. She's awesome. So cool.
Yeah.
They peeled off, and then it was just me and Kira.
Girlfriend Kira?
Girlfriend Kira, okay. Yes. Friend Kira is out of the picture.
Okay, good.
And
well, not good. No, okay, no, not good. No, I mean good as in good for like,
like continuity.
Yeah, good for continuity. Good for your relationship. Absolutely. Like, standpoint. Yeah. You knew what I meant.
Absolutely. And we just spent the rest of that night. Like, I texted my mom. I was like, "Do I have a curfew?" And she was like, "I'd just be home before like I see the sun." And I was like, "Okay." She doesn't sound like that. I don't know why. This is just like white mom answer. Be home before I see the sun. So I was just like,
"What the hell?"
Follow the North Star.
You just show up as the sun's rising. And she just walks in. You're on thin ice, pal. This is some like white person
skates,
saying,
"Buddy." Yeah, she called me Buster.
Buster.
Okay. You better watch. We just spent the whole night, like, just driving around, and, like, we played. Do you know that game, We're Not Really Strangers?
I do. I have it.
Yeah.
I tried it with my girlfriend, and it doesn't work. Because we knew each other too well.
Yeah, it doesn't work, but, I mean, it's fun. I like it.
It works for strangers, obviously.
It really does, yeah.
I low-key should just go around, like...
Yeah, if you need friends.
Yeah, if I need friends, I should just go and, like, just ask someone random, like, hey, do you want to play? Do you have time? Do you want to play this with me?
Mm-hmm. Just be prepared for a lot of rejection if you do that.
Yeah, no. Well, people are mean. Because I had an Instagram and TikTok like show where I would go out on the street and I'd ask people questions. But yeah, no. So I'm used to like just people being like, "Nah, I'm busy," and I'm just like, "Okay, all right."
Yeah, all right, fine.
Like, I mean, I don't have control over your time, so
yeah.
What am I to do?
Oh, I couldn't do like the sometimes I see the people on the street TikToks. I'm like, they need to bring back shame. Like they ask some
bring
insane,
back shame.
They ask some insane.
Are you talking
questions.
About the people that are being asked, or are you talking about the dudes interviewing?
Sometimes both, but mainly the people who are interviewing.
Really?
are a little absurd.
How so?
Ugh, I don't even know. I can't lie. I am committed. I'm like contributing to the problem because I like.
Dude, I fuck those up.
It.
I love those.
I fucking love those, dude. People admit to insane shit on there.
Yeah.
They're like, I like when my boyfriend cheats on me. And why would you announce that out loud?
And at that point when they do it, I'm like, there's no way this isn't staged.
There has to be a bit. Which, to their credit, if anybody who's doing those interviews is like making stuff up, that's hilarious.
Okay. On to the next question. Where do you think you would be, or what do you think you would be doing? How different do you think your life would have been if you didn't audition for the play, you didn't grow this relationship with Kira, you didn't make these friends? Where do you think, like, I know it's impossible to really, like, pinpoint, but, like, give me, like, a rough estimate of where you think you would be. Like, give me, like, a timeline from that point if you didn't do
it. I like this. I like this question. Let's think. Let's brainstorm. All right, so being in that relationship with Kira just completely, in a great way, by the way, completely just dominated my life, like, past that point, like, pretty much. I am one of those guys who's shamelessly, I just talk about my girlfriend all the time.
And I'm the same way.
Yeah, right?
Dude, if you love them, you can't,
I can't help it.
I really can't help
bro,
it.
Bro, like, yeah. Come on.
You have to. I don't give a shit if people are annoyed.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Said,
this person is amazing.
My girlfriend's
I'm gonna
hot
air
as
it.
Shit, bro.
I'm gonna
show
I'm airing this shit out, yeah.
She's like my favorite person. Yeah. So it would have been different in the way that I would have had a lot more free time and a lot more, more like fucking boring free time. I would have had like not, like at that point in my junior year, I truly had like, my best friend Cam didn't even go to my high school anymore at that point. And so like, I didn't even have my best friend really anymore. And so like, I don't know, every day like would have been so much more like boring. I would have had literally nothing to do. I would have had no one to talk to, and it would have just been like, a lot worse.
Right.
So I don't know. I think I would have just been like a lot less happy. My junior year is like maybe my favorite year of high school, which I understand is like extraordinarily contradictory. That's not the right word. Controversial. That's
controversial take.
Controversial
yeah.
take. And I get that, but it was just so much fun because I mean, I got to see her literally every day. I only had like one class with her, but because like I was involved in theater and everything, and even way past, like, I didn't need a ride anymore. But she would just, like, I don't know. I literally didn't drive home a single day of, like, my junior year because she would drive me home every day. So I would have, like, I don't know. My year would have been a lot more empty. And, like, my life up until this point probably would have been a lot more empty. I've had, like, when stuff gets bad and shit really hits the fan, I've found myself leaning on, like, on my girlfriend Kira especially, and then also like my friend Kira and like Emily and like Gabe, other people I met during this play, I especially leaned on so heavily when like shit got hard.
Yeah.
And I like can't imagine like going through senior year, and my senior year was just like, it was a difficult time, and like going through that year without having so many of those people that like I really genuinely like love with all my heart.
Yeah.
Like it would have been like, I don't know, like it would have been a lot harder.
A lot emptier.
Yeah,
I can empathize with you, and I can relate obviously, because I think when I met my now girlfriend, I was in a very down in the dumps. Like I was very lost, I'm gonna be honest. But when I reached out to her, I didn't do it with the intention of a relationship.
Yeah.
And because I just wanted a friend. She seemed cool, and I just wanted to get. And it was off the the UC like Instagram page, which sounds corny, I know, but like, I had it in the mindset of I want some friends before.
Yeah, that's
before I go to college. Sense. College is an intimidating ass place. So like I want some fucking friends before I go.
Right.
And but yeah, I was just very like just very like lost emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like as if I was like like, I felt very alone too. I felt very alone in like, in my own world. I felt like I was the only one there. There weren't, of course, I had all my friends, but they didn't. It didn't feel like they were breaking through to me. It felt like I had a, I feel like if I was a turtle, it felt like I was just like had a, my shell up the whole time. And so I think, ever since the day that I had met her or first texted her, I think it's like, I don't know, life just became progressively became a lot easier. It was so much easier to be happy. Yeah. It was so much easier. Because, okay, that time is very rare for me because I'm usually someone that's very, like, happy-go-lucky. Yeah. I have far more good days than I have bad. I'm just a very, I'm a very positive person.
Nice.
And so I, it's just like when I, when that happened and then I like, and then I met her and started like talking to her like this, I was like, I have never, like my personality has never bounced off a person better.
Cause that's really, such a lovely feeling.
Cause like it, yeah, exactly. Cause you know it and you literally said it. Like it really, there's very few, like, there's very few people, I don't know, there's honestly been nobody in my life that I can say with confidence has like complimented or like been with my personality better. And I, what's it called? I gain feelings really quickly, but I was like, I was like pushing them down. I was denying it for a while as one does, But then, we finally like met for the first time and I was like, it's too far gone. I can't,
I fell, I'm done.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just sick how like, and going, like going back to the actual subject, it's so sick how, you think about your life. Okay. Obviously I don't think about this a lot because the person is in my life and I would like to keep it that way.
Right.
But it's like very intriguing to think, like how like when, how much emptier your life would be without this person, especially when, how long have you?
Almost 2 years.
2 years?
We've been dating almost 2 years. 2 years in May.
So. 2 years in May? Okay. Yeah, exactly. When you're when this person has been in your life for that long. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think like the like 6 month threshold is when I'm like, this is a big impact.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, because I'm not saying, I'm not negating anything before that, but I'm saying it hits a point. It hits a point where it's like, okay, this person has left a significant impact on my life for this long, and it's just, it's really like, it's like, depending on how you think it, it's either scary or it's just like really interesting to think about, like what the, like what would I be doing if this person was around, we never met, and also to think like, if you didn't like click with her through this play, would you have, do you think you would have met her some other way?
I could have met her some other way because we were
like, how, I was gonna say, like, what's like the probability level of that?
So we were friends through theater that year, like distant, like we were both in the same couple of plays together, but like even in Clue I was like an actor and she was on tech, so like I didn't see her a lot. She was just, we just did like barely saw each other,
right?
But like truthfully, if that play didn't happen, like she would have been one of the many people that I like went to high school with and forgot about,
right?
Which is like really sad and like almost, like almost scary to think about. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
Like it yeah. So if I didn't do that play and I didn't get that opportunity to like literally like, I don't know, like have to be like supported by her in a lot of ways.
Right.
Like she and I wouldn't have ever gotten this close. Like not a chance in the world. Like it really was like the fact that somehow like I lucked out and got this exact set of events, like this exact domino that like it led me here. It was like a sheer luck, like 100%.
You think so?
I think so for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you on that one.
Yeah.
I think it's because there was like, I remember because I was in a, what was that? I don't know if it was a FaceTime or a Discord call, but I was just like, I was just chilling on my computer as a single bored kid does.
Right.
I forget what I was playing. It's not even relevant. Right. But yeah, I was just like, I was looking through. I was like, guys, this girl seems kind of cool. What do you guys think? And then they were like, reach out, do it. And I was like, but I'm nervous. And I was like, but I did. Like they pushed me to do it, and look where we are now. I think it's always the little push when it comes to things like this that
yeah
that matter the most, not the like grand gestures,
right?
Not really like obviously asking to be your significant other is very important because mm-hmm. the relationship doesn't start without it, but it's like that can't even happen if you don't do the first small gesture,
right? So I remember getting that text from her like, hey, do you need a ride home? And literally being like, oh, thank God. Like, I don't know. Like, if that feeling of like, oh, I can like have a friend. Like, thank God.
Right.
That's
cause
awesome.
Because you said you were in like a rough spot when it came to friends at
absolutely.
That point.
Absolutely. And so, like, I don't know. Even then, like, I wasn't expecting for her to like give me a 2-year relationship.
Right.
By any means. But even just the possibility of like being her friend was like so exciting. And then, like, as like I just kept seeing her. And those, like, emotions, like, kept, like,
building
I don't know,
up.
Growing and, yeah, building up. Like, I can say, like, oh, it was, like, there was part of me that definitely was annoyed, 100%. That, like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, I just wanted a friend. But, like, now I'm having emotions. I'm like, that sucks. But, like, the, like, happiness that like, period brought me is truly, like, unparalleled. Like, it's, there's so much, I don't know. Like, for me, I think, I mean, you can probably relate to this. My girlfriend is just, like a bucket of, like, happiness. You know what I mean? That I can just, like, keep, like, taking for – it's just, like, an endless source of, like, just happiness and security. And it's something that I would have never gotten to, like, have if I didn't, like, for some fucking reason decide to audition for this awful play. If she and I weren't, like, in the same lineup for some fucking reason and the director called us to, like, duet together, if that – really specific series of events did not happen, right, I would not be in this relationship, and that like would suck, and I'm really happy that all of those things went exactly right so that I could.
No, I relate to this heavy because it really is as simple as just if I didn't reach out she just would have been another person, but
right,
I part of me wants to think we would have found each other regardless. But I'm trying to think realistically,
UC's
too.
UC's big as fuck.
UC is huge. I don't mean it in, like, a rude way. I'm just saying, like, UC's a huge place.
It's
like,
huge as shit, man.
What is it, like, 50K undergrad?
A lot. I think that's double. It might be even, like, more than double BG.
Jesus.
BG is tiny.
BG is pretty small. Yeah. I had a friend that went to BG, and he said he didn't like it that much.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's not for everybody. I think we have, like, a 3,000, like, freshmen or something like that. Freshman class is, like, 3K or something.
I mean, that's not bad.
It's not awful.
Average.
Yeah.
Just average. I mean, compared to UC, most freshman sizes are pretty small.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess I'm comparing it mostly to my friends that go to, like, UC and OSU.
Just enormous.
I mean, OSU's fucking big as shit. OSU just is Columbus. It's so enormous.
OSU is Columbus, yeah. I envy Columbus in the way of, like, how well-ventilated it is.
Really?
In the way of, like, traffic is so, like, nice in Columbus.
Yeah, that's fair. Because
nothing is ever held up. Everything is always just...
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would just say, like, I think, and I can, yeah, no, I relate heavy with all that you've said in the last, like, 38 minutes in just the way of, like, yeah, it's to think that these people wouldn't be in our lives if we didn't have the split decision to do these small, minuscule, or what we thought was minuscule things.
Yeah.
Like, these people wouldn't be in our lives as close as they are, and they wouldn't be... Just these tall, like, not tall. Well, my girlfriend's an inch taller than me, but that's not the point. but like, yeah, they wouldn't be these, like, powerful figures within our life. It's just, it's, like, it's not even, at this point, I mean, obviously, we're this deep into it. It's not scary, but it's like, intriguing to think about.
Yeah.
It's pretty
absolutely.
Cool. All right. That was Parth and Donovan. Thank you for listening to The Butterfly Effect, and...
That's fine. It's okay.
And that's fine. It's okay.